I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis met with members of Italian family associations and spoke out against prenatal tests that look for birth defects. The Pope said that when those tests lead to abortions, it is similar to the Nazi-era eugenics program that was used to decide what lives would be worthy to be kept and which would not. In 1933, the eugenic sterilization law was passed in Nazi Germany that ordered doctors to sterilize anyone that was suspected of having a hereditary disease. Pope Francis stated that children are a gift from God and should be accepted and welcomed, quote, as they come. The separation of children and parents at the border is creating divides amongst Republicans. Former First Lady Laura Bush stated that while she appreciated the need to enforce and protect the border, the policy is, quote, cruel and immoral. Similar sentiments were echoed by Republican Susan Collins of Maine, and former Trump advisor Anthony Scaramucci stated he feels the implementation of this policy could end up hurting the president in the long term. A number of religious groups are criticizing the policy and protesting against it. Since Attorney General Jeff Sessions instituted the new, quote, zero-tolerance policy against all cases of illegal entry into the country, almost 2,000 children have been separated from their families. The Supreme Court issued rulings in two redistricting cases from Wisconsin and Maryland, but those rulings did not address the bigger issue of whether electoral maps can give any one particular party an unfair advantage. They ruled against Democrats in Wisconsin, saying they did not prove they had the right to sue on a statewide basis instead of on an individual district basis. Wisconsin Democrats will now have to take their case district by district. In Maryland, they ruled against Republicans who opposed a single congressional district. That case was only in its preliminary stages and had not yet had a trial, which now will happen. Internationally recognized cellist Yo-Yo Ma held a concert for peace at Chicago's St. Sabina Church. The concert included five original works written with family members that had lost loved ones to gun violence. Ma wanted to make the songs after he saw a memorial board outside of the church that featured pictures of people connected to the parish that had been killed by gun violence. The cellist first visited the parish of St. Sabina in the spring of last year because he wanted to meet the senior pastor, Father Michael Flager. Ma told Father Flager that he followed his work against violence and wanted to help. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.